a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are. Here I am. One more day of some MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. We're meeting for 1.5 hour every single day, working our minds. Our minds so we can control our thoughts. Our thoughts control our actions. It influences our decisions on what we will and we won't do every single day. It gets us more and more focused on those short-term goals, long-term goals, intermediate goals, those plans, that vision that we have for our lives, that every single day when you show up, you and I show up and I take you through this process, get more and more clear about where you're going in life. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me. I will not let you down, showing up just as promised to do this podcast every single day, 6 days a week at this time. I don't know when it is. It's in your schedule, your daily discipline, your ritual to download and listen to this podcast, but I'm doing it live first thing at 4:30 a.m. Sunday through Friday, and then on Saturday, we review the week. We have a little bit more fun. I'm joined on the podcast with my beautiful and lovely wife and amazing mother, Carrie LaCour, on More Than Just Muscles podcast, where we're going to, you know, keep this momentum going, and we review the week, talk about these topics. So 7 days a week, we're doing this MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. Thank you for, you should be thanking yourself. You should be proud of yourself, following through with what you promised that you said you're going to do. You've decided that this type of work on yourself, these specific actions, listening to this podcast, going through this process with me, having me push and prod, you know, ask you, hey, what state are you in right now? How close are you to 10? Hey, can you knock that up just a notch? How present are you, right? Allowing me to poke and prod, you're following through. You're building trust in yourself. You know, when you have trust in yourself, you assume people are like you. We all come up with these rules and these values and beliefs about how the world should work and how the people in our world should live, right? It's just natural to think that way. If we think that way, we've taken the time to, you know, really think about how we should do all this, live this game called life. We assume that people are just as intelligent as we are, right? And they should be, you know, really close to this code of behavior, disciplines, actions, right? We just think it would be normal if they're just as intelligent as we are, right? And so when you do the things that you know you should do, right? You're a man of your word. You follow through. It's just natural that we assume that the people in our world can be just as disciplined, just as trustworthy, just as dependable as we are. So there's so many different things that you can get out of this podcast. Like I said, life is always teaching you lessons. It's just that, how much are you paying attention? You know, how much do you review your day and your week? And, you know, here we are, I'm doing this podcast, it's Friday. You know, time just flies by, especially when you're pushing yourself like you are, right? Do you stop and review all the things that you've learned, all the things that you've noticed, or you just let the days and weeks stack up? Right? Again, though, congratulations to you for following through. You're building trust in yourself, and therefore you're building trust in other people, whether you realize it or not. There are so many benefits to listening to this podcast that if you stop and you realize how your world is changing, here we are at Morning Connection Podcast number 159. So we've been doing this in this block of 100. So I did a block of 100. If you don't see this on this More Than Just Muscles Network, whether you're listening to it on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, go to skiplacour.com, look in the podcast section. You'll see the first block of 100 that I did a few months ago. Now we're here in this second block of 100, so we're 59 Morning Connection podcast into it. 59 out of this block of 100 that I'm going to be doing for you. And like I said, just listening to it, it's just helping you in so many different ways. You know, I have been doing this for a long time. And I don't just mean, you know, stepping up and being a leader and sharing the information that I've learned, but I've been working on myself with all the stuff that I talk about. And I could, you know, it isn't like you just learn it and then you set it and forget it. I mean, you got to learn it and relearn it and then take it to higher and higher levels. I'm sure you're on that journey too. But there are so many times where I'm so thankful for putting myself through all this. And let me tell you why. There's so many times where maybe I'll wake up in the morning or it'll be in the middle of my day. And, you know, it's not that I'm down. It's just in that middle stage where, you know, you know you're disciplined enough. You're just going to continue doing the things. You set up some structure. Things are going relatively well. Maybe, I don't know what it is for you. It's in that wide middle range. And so, you know, just going along. And then you can just make minor adjustments. And maybe in ways you don't even realize, then you start all of a sudden just picking up this momentum. Start getting excited. You know, start getting ambitious. Start seeing how just 5 minutes ago everything was okay, but now you've got this plan in your mind. You're getting excited. You're more willing to take action. You're more willing to take risk. And where did that come from? Where did that come from? It came from all of this work that you're doing from yourself. It's that mental toughness conditioning. And when I say mental toughness conditioning, it's just like running, right? That type of conditioning, athletic or in the gym, whatever it may be for you. You know, you just build up this strength little by little by little by doing it, by pushing yourself just a little bit more every single workout, every single podcast to think about these things, to, again, check your emotional state. You're here showing up, you might as well try to crank it up a couple notches. And you just learn so much about yourself, about your mind. And you just can't help but get stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, the thing about life is you don't always make these big, gigantic leaps, right? In the quality of your life and the quality of your thinking. It's just gradual. It's just gradual. But every single day, you get stronger. And it's those times when you find yourself being in a average mood, maybe down or whatever. And then for whatever reason, it's a 180 degree turnaround where you're just going, you know, now you're just positive and strong and just on fire, right? That's the power of your mind. And you have that power available to you all the time. It's how you direct your focus. And that's what this Morning Connection podcast is all about, this tremendous power of your mind. Because, you know, I'll tell you, at the end of the day, that's my little pet peeve saying, that seems to be the most popular thing that people are saying these days, or maybe I'm just catching on to it, right? At the end of the day, but that being said, at the end of the day, you know, you're always going to have higher goals to shoot for, a deeper level of connection and experience. Whatever you have right now, even if you've worked very hard for it and you're appreciative, you know, there's always more to accomplish. There's also, unfortunately, there are down times in your future. There's down times in my future. You know, we don't want to focus on that. We don't need to plan on it. We just keep on working on ourselves, and whatever challenges that come in our way, we're just going to be so mentally tough to handle it. And there's nothing that's going to happen to you that there hasn't been someone just like you, and they found a way to work through it. So you can work through it. I can work through it. You know, not that we want to look on it, but there's going to be good times in your future. There's going to be challenging times in the future. And at the end of the day, it's what your experience is in your mind. How are you looking at your scenario? Are you toning it down to brace yourself so you really can't have good times? I know a lot of people like this who, to protect themselves from the downside in life, feeling bad, feeling depressed. Maybe they felt that way, unfortunately, in the past before. They hate those feelings, like 1, 2, 3, down. And so they'll do everything to prevent themselves from feeling that way. Even if it's not necessary in the actions that they do and don't do, it's just they manipulate in their mind to stay away from that low point. And at the same time, when they stay away from that low point, they really keep themselves in the middle because they don't want to get too high. They don't want to feel that joy and emotion and enthusiasm because they don't want to fall. Who wants to feel like a 10, right? You've got yourself, you just let your love and your passion and determination just flow. You get yourself, you work so hard to let it all go, right? And it's a 10. Well, everybody knows you can't stay there, right? So 7.5 isn't bad, but that's a drop from the 10, right? And so they're seeing the drop. I don't know if I'm making sense here. And so they don't like it, that swing. They don't like the drop. And so if they keep themselves in the middle, they don't have to experience going down, right? So they rob themselves of the joy so they can prevent themselves from the pain. They just stick in the middle without, you know, a lot of times not even conscious of these things. It's just a way of mental and emotional survival a lot of times, you know. Thing is, when you're strong enough, when you have trust in yourself, that you can survive and thrive and come back from any down times, you'll be more likely to let yourself experience those up times. Because if it drops, which, you know, we all go through, it's how mentally tough are we to, you know, handle those ups and downs. And that's what this is all about. Like I said, when you find yourself being able to just change the direction of your thinking, when it was blasé, okay, and you can just, for whatever reasons, you know, just get positive, get excited. This experience just got a whole lot better for whatever reasons. That's when this MTC, this mental toughness conditioning, you know, it's really paying off. All right, so keep on keeping on. This is paying off in dividends that you just can't always realize it. So when you do feel those things, maybe me just bringing this to your attention, you're going, hey, yeah, I noticed I'm feeling that this way, you know. You just realize what you're doing. You see that indicator that it's paying off. Just want to give a big thank you to Mick Elliott. Got an email today. He signed up for the Morning Connection newsletter, which I highly recommend that you do in addition to this daily discipline, this ritual of listening to this Morning Connection podcast. To go to sltips.com/22, sltips.com/22. And sign up for the Morning Connection newsletter, where I'm just going to, one bullet, one little thing for you to think about, in addition to our 10-second daily disciplines. And, you know, so, you know, Mick sent me a great letter. He made a comment on the tip, the newsletter tip of the day. Again, it's just a small, just something to get you focused, a theme for the day, whatever it might be. And it works beautifully with this Morning Connection podcast. And he made a comment about the tip, the thought of the day, and he said he can't wait to get up in the morning to read the Morning Connection newsletter, and he said it's great stuff, and he loves to share this stuff with his kids, to point it out to his kids, and that's awesome. Hey, thank you so much for that feedback, Mick. You know. And again, you know, why don't we do this as a team, as your coach, as your friend, as we pace ourselves, as we go through life, helping each other out? You know, send me your feedback on tip. Just how about, got it, good message, whatever. And it's not really, it's just, let's create that energy that you are following through, that you're taking it one step, you're interacting. What's that? It takes you like 3 seconds, and it just, it builds it in. It plays it in it. Into your psyche, this, all these lessons. See, sometimes it's just one little step and you get so much more out of everything you do. But I love it, Mick. Thank you so much. That's what I always say. You know, this is something I obviously, all this whole life stuff, or this mental stuff, I am so passionate about it, and I have been for a very long time. All the things, when you do a Google search on the internet for Skip LaCorn, you see all the things that I've talked about, are all the things that I've done. I credit this type of thinking for so many years. So obviously, I'm really passionate about it. But one thing, you know, one extra bonus of listening to this podcast, in addition to helping you out with your thoughts and your actions, your life, is that it gives you great topics to talk about. You know, who talks about this stuff? Right, but it does affect everybody, right? You have great party topics to talk about, great parenting topics to talk about, and I, it's my privilege to help you become the life of the party, right? Be charismatic or be a better parent. I just stimulate the thought and then you take it. And that can be your thought of the day as you go about your day. So a lot of ways to benefit from this podcast. But I just want to say, hey, thanks for the feedback, Mick. That's what I woke up to this morning. It's always, you know, I've been doing this for so long, right? I've been doing this for so long is, you know, I know, I have this certainty that what I'm doing is going to pay off. I understand the lag time. A lot of times it isn't because of just some faith and hope. It's just because I've been through this, you know, scenario many times over the last 25 years. And what I mean by that is you're pounding away. You know you're doing the right thing. It's just that, you know, do you get the feedback? Are you meeting your intended outcome? Is it really paying off? Is it really leading you to the Thanksgiving dinner, so to speak, or is it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? You know, is it something that makes you feel good? Or in the short term, and it's keeping you away from the long term, do you need to rethink your plan, even though you think you have a great idea, even though you love doing it, but is it really having the impact that you want? Or is it gap time? See, I have enough experience to know what the difference is. It's always good to get that feedback, though. I love it. When I get that, I know that that you're getting it. Because I know, like I just explained at the beginning of this podcast, I know its impact. And I want to just give you a peek into your future, this little by little, the impact that it's going to have on you. So I love it when I know that you're getting it. And that's what I want to talk about today is, you know, I talk about, you know, kind of creating this team, you and I, where, you know, we're kind of helping each other out through this journey called life, right? You're listening to this podcast, talked about the feedback, you know, from Mick, you know, all these little ways as we're going through this journey of life, figuring it out, you know, who do you have in your inner circle, your environment of people around you? Have you really thought about that? And do you realize how much control you have over that environment of people? How about this, the importance of other people in your life and how you can't just sit back and hope that you have the right people in your life. You need to make that a priority. You need to make that a priority and aggressively go out and create that environment. I think we all know, especially if you're listening to this podcast, this type of information and inspiration, you know how important it is to work on yourself. And then really that's where it all starts. It all starts with yourself. But part of the strategies for your mind is to do whatever you can to help make this journey a little bit easier, right? You know, that's why I share so many things about my life. If I'm the guy on the podcast that, you know, you have taken the time to listen to, obviously, I've built a certain level of respect, and I appreciate that, right? So if someone you respect is kind of going through the same emotions that you're going through, and then it's the way I talk about them, well, you know, I understand them, and I'm always telling you how I got through them or I continue going through them, you know, the constant challenge, it just makes your journey a lot easier. How would you know about some of the things that I talk about? How would you know that it's normal for you to go through the same things? You know, you created the opportunity to listen to me through these podcasts. Some might say that's lucky you stumbled into this because you've been going through this, you know, mental challenge. And thank God I lightened it up a little bit because someone you respect is going through it. You're going through it. Now it's on to your next challenge in life, right? Well, you can go out and aggressively create an environment and have positive influences, you know, just like me in all areas of your life. But how much do you think about that as you're going through it? You know, gap time, I talk about that a lot. You know, when you're doing all the things and you just wonder if they're gonna pay off, who do you have to talk about? Is it just you convincing you that it's gap time? Do you have mentors or people who are at your level or above, who you can bounce this stuff off of, who will be honest with you and say, you know what, this isn't gap time. That's just a bad plan. Do you have people like that? You know, I talk about, there's a saying that says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You're no better or you're no worse. So think about that. You know, do you hang around with movers and shakers and driven people, and they can't help but take you to a higher level because of the quality of people you hang around? I believe that's true. I also believe that a lot of people, you know, kind of seclude themselves, and whether someone is in their life that could be a really positive influence, or if there's people who are a negative influence, they kind of insulate themselves and they become a part of their environment, and they do have some impact, but they kind of go through this alone. They don't take the positive influences that are available to them, and they shut out the negatives, right? So it's really, you know, they're not really utilizing the environment because they really didn't think about the environment of people. But just think about that. Like I said, you know, what if you and I were buddies? You know, like I said, a lot of emails about there's certain points that I talk about, and I'll get an email and said, wow, you know what, when you talked about this, this, and this. Well, you know, to me, that wasn't really even the point of what I was talking about. That just came through as part of the setup of where I was going. But it turned out to be so helpful to somebody out there. And that's awesome. But just think of how much, you know, this is helping you through. What if you had people in your life this way too? Right? And here's a couple things to think about. When I say, you know, you're the average of the five people you hang around most, if you're thinking, well, you know what, Skip, you know, oh, I'm so unlucky. I don't have movers and shakers in my life. You know, some people aren't as fortunate. I have some deadbeats around me. They're not motivated. Well, are you not in control of your life? Are you not in control of your situation? You can't aggressively put less time with some people and create where you have to step up. Because I'll tell you, when I say that you're the average of the five people you hang around, and you're not hanging around the quality people that you say, well, you know, as your coach who gives you some tough love sometimes, you know, number one, it's up to you to change that. You made the selection in many cases of some of those five, right? If not all of them, right? Well, when it's time for you to aggressively go out and improve your environment, well, what do you bring to the table? Maybe you're more like the five people you're complaining about than the five people you want to hang around. Why would they want you in your group? I'm just telling you something right here. So you may have to step up your game to even attract a better quality of people before you start blaming. You know, everything in life we are somewhat responsible for. You know, we're not just being thrown around, like I said, a little sailboat in the ocean with no motor, no sails or whatever, and we have to take whatever's given to us. But if you have to take responsibility for it, and that's your environment. You know, who are your mentors? Who are your peers who are just as ambitious and driven, maybe even more driven than you? They're aspiring to a higher level, right? You know, and here's one thing too. I have a lot of people who love this type of information who are in my crowd that they're all about helping other people. And as you can see, as I get up and I passionately am always looking for ways how I can help you create my vision. You know how family is important to me and how I'm looking for ways to help my family at a higher level. So I'm helping you and helping my family all in an effort to help myself too, right? You know my vision about helping other people, but you just can't go around helping other people so your whole environment are people who, you know, they drag you down, or you're just mentoring, you're just giving. You're, you know, bringing people up who are down below who need your help. You can't just spend all your time doing that. All right, I talked about pleasers earlier this week. I really think that pleasers think they're very noble. Well, I'm just helping the downtrodden, right? They need my help. Life is about giving back, right? And I think there is some truth in that, obviously. But I think, you know, when you do that pie back in school, what percentage of the pie? I think that the pie is just a small slice about creating a win-win situation, helping themselves out. The pie is predominantly helping out other people. And they get power in that, how they divide out that pie, where it's disproportionate. It's the wrong percentage. It's got to be a lot more about helping themselves and creating win-win situations rather than spending all your time giving, giving, pleasing other people and then finding power in it. You know, it doesn't help them. It's really not helping other people because they're not a powerful person who has a lot to offer the world. They're just they get more and more bitter, or they get more and more cold. They cut off the emotion because they don't get it back, because they give, and they don't give it back. But the second thing I emphasize with pleasers, if this applies to you, or you have a pleaser in your life who you can see getting bitter, who doesn't understand, they think there's a lot of power in being a pleaser, and you know it's difficult for you to please them because you never know what the hell they want. They're always trying to please you. You know, give them the insight that, look, you're not helping anybody out. But the tough love is, look, you and I, you know, and who you're going to be if you're a pleaser right now, you know, worrying about yourself, becoming your best self, going through this mental toughness conditioning every single day, they get to avoid all that. And they have power in it. Oh, I don't have to work on myself. I don't constantly have to check my state to see how close I am to a 10. If I'm giving my all, to do a little gut check that if there's more that I can give out, if I'm on top of my game, because they gave it to everybody else and they found power in it. They don't have to go through this continual exercise as we do. So I personally don't think it's all noble. I think there's a certain amount of laziness when it comes to being a pleaser. So think about that. If you just give, and there's people who all you do is spend your time giving to other people, that's bringing your environment down. It's not helping you, and you have less to give other people. So, you know, I'm just giving you things to think about, especially, you know, if you love your life, if it's working for you, continue doing what you're doing. If it's not working for you, maybe I'm giving you some things to think about so that you can stimulate it and try some other things. You know, like I said, this is a combination lock. It's a puzzle. You got to continually try to figure out. And you're going to be doing it to the day you die. It's something else to try. All right. You know, I've got two people in my life right now, a business coach and a person in business. Right. So one is a definite coach that I pay, and the other is a mentor who are the areas that I am striving to improve upon. You know, they're awesome at it. They've been doing it for a long time, right? I would take me years, even it doesn't matter how great of a person I am or how intelligent or hardworking or determined I am. Man, it takes years of experience to become a master, right? And one, I pay for their expertise. One, I've just am fortunate to be in a position. But, you know, I created that. I either paid, I put some skin in the game, or I, you know, was open and I aggressively went out for this other person in business. But that environment has taken my level of life experience that I try to do myself. It's just taken it to a higher and higher level. But that's something I created and it pushes me. But the point that I'm making is that I would never budget the time to make things a priority of people who I respected didn't tell me over and over again how I needed to make something a priority. And it has nothing to do with how ambitious or lazy or anything like that. I just don't know. I haven't lived that experience yet. That's why I have them to pick up the pace for me. That's what coaching is all about. But there's things, you know, you go about your day, there's so many things to do, right? You already have this pattern, but you have to find a way to go to the next level. You have to clear everything off your desk, no matter how busy you are, and focus on that one area so you can start the process towards mastery of learning more. I would never do that if I didn't have somebody I respect just tell me and make me and force me and be willing to want to be forced. That's the power of mentorship. That's the power of people who are at your level or higher who push you. The point is, you got to go out and create that. And let me just tell you something. It's going to be painful at times. You know, we all think we're good people. We have the right intentions. But we all don't know how to get from point A to point B, especially if we've never been to point B. And sometimes the way you think and what your coach, your mentor, that person who has more experience, who's a higher level, who you let into your life, they're going to tell you things that don't make sense to you. They're counterintuitive to what you think. And you're going to have to just suck it up, suck up your pride. You're going to have to question you and not question them. You're going to be around people who make it look easy and there's something you want, and you're going to feel inferior because you can't get it yet. It's somewhat painful to have people push you. If I was in the gym, we were training partners, and you thought you're a good person, you work hard, hey, you've got the proof to show it, you got a good physique. And I tell you, as your friend, as your personal trainer, so to speak, while you're doing a set and you're thinking, you know, I could tell they are about ready to set the weight down, like you're pretty happy with yourself. And I'm going, come on, two more reps. You know, you might have enough respect for me that, hey, if he's telling me that, maybe I have two more reps. But there'll be a part of you sometimes that go, F you. What are you talking about? I'm a good person. I'm a hard worker. I've got the success to prove. What are you doing? Tell me two reps and I'll piss you off. Right? But you got to put that aside and see if you can get two more reps. Maybe you can only get one. Maybe you can only get a half. But even a half is a lot, is more than what you were going to do before. That half more rep every single day by putting yourself in the environment of people who push you to do a half a more rep, you're going to build that MTC, that mental toughness conditioning. You stack that over weeks, over months, you can't help but become more and more of a stronger, better person. And again, you may not even notice it. It may happen so gradually, but you're going to wake up one morning, be able to shift your mood around, just boom, immediately, and you'll know that putting yourself in that environment of people and working on this mental tough conditioning, it's paid off. All right. Hey, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Push yourself a little bit further. We do something every single day. What was that for you? What was that moment yesterday when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good. Yeah, I'm going through the challenges. I'm pushing myself. Sometimes I don't know when it's going to pay off, but in this moment, life is pretty darn good. 3 seconds right now, that goal, big goal, that achievement, that accomplishment, that feeling, that place in life you want to be that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, becoming that man that you really want to be, right? Visualize it. Think about it. If you've already come up with one, because here we are at Morning Connection Podcast number 159, and you've been doing this whole time, make it more clear. Step into it. Live it. You should be getting better and better at this whole visualization and feeling things. Very important part of the process. Very important part of the process. Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is what you're doing right now really helping you to those results that you really want? That's a question I want to ask you to ask yourself all throughout the day. We know that this podcast is doing it. You listening to me right now is. We know that you reading the Morning Connection newsletter every single day it is. We know that you making the decision to get this one-on-one coaching, see if I have a spot available for you. I'm always looking for more determined, more committed people to work with. You taking action and sending that email just to check it out. That's the highest and best use of your time. That's helping you get those results. That's improving this environment that's so important that we talked about today. All right. And what are those results that you're after? We want to make sure they're the things that we really want. That Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings, all the food, all the laughter, all the connection with family. I mean, the whole nine yards, so to speak. We want to make sure that's what our result is, and we're focused on that. We're not spending a lot of time on the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. If you're new to this podcast, hopefully you're loving it. You're getting addicted. You can go back to some of the other 158, and you'll know what that peanut butter and jelly sandwich and Thanksgiving dinner thing is all about. All right, guys, have a great day. Keep on keeping on, and we'll connect again tomorrow.